10:45 p.m. update. Mayor Christian Provenzano offered the following remarks on the 43rd Ontario general election held on Thursday. On behalf of myself and City Council, I want to congratulate Ross Romano on his re-election as our Member of Provincial Parliament, and Premier Doug Ford and his government on its re-election. I remain committed to working with the Government of Ontario and MPP Romano for the betterment of Sault Ste. Marie. To all of the candidates who put their names forward, thank you for your time and your effort. Our democracy depends on your participation, and your community is grateful for your dedication. I also want to recognize all of the hard-working volunteers and Elections Ontario staff for making sure we all have the opportunity to vote. Your work is important and appreciated. 9:44 p.m. update. Independent candidate in Sault Ste. Marie, Naomi Sayers just congratulated Ross Romano, PC, on his predicted win. He currently sits at 47.1% of the vote, with Michelle McLeave Kennedy, NDP, sitting at 37.4% and 38 of 60 polls counted. Congrats to at Ross Romano SSM. Hashtag Onpoli, hashtag Ontario Votes, hashtag on ELXN. Naomi Sayers, Ozawa Gaizasakwe, Queen Kwe Two Hearts Crown, at KWE Today, June 3, 2022. Romano earned his seat in the legislature during the Sioux's 2017 by-election, and again in 2018 after he defeated NDP candidate Michelle McLeave Kennedy by 414 votes. Serving as Ontario's Minister of Government and Consumer Services since 2021, Romano told Sue Today when opening his campaign offices that proud of the work he's been able to accomplish over the last 4 years in government. We've built critical infrastructure in our community like long-term care and hospitals, he says. We've expanded our road infrastructure. We've been able to do something very monumental in terms of investments in our advanced manufacturing sector. We've also created better and higher-paying jobs here in the Sioux, and we're going to continue doing that. Over the course of the pandemic, Ontario faced multiple lockdowns as hospitals and long-term care homes became overwhelmed with COVID cases. Romano is confident there will be no further lockdowns under a re-elected Ford government. During the campaign, Romano faced criticism that he was not very available to his constituents. Some even said he did not live in the riding. He told Sue Today that it was a completely inappropriate smear campaign. People are calling us, saying that NDP door knockers are coming to their home in the last 3 days and telling them that I don't live in Sault Ste. Marie, Romano said during a Sault Today interview on Friday. I use the word gutter politics, but honestly it's far beneath gutter politics what they're doing right now, he said. 9:38 p.m. original story. Here are some scenes from the NDP and Progressive Conservative gatherings on election night.